Unit 4.
Script 7 to Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogues and decide which of the statements are true or false. Dialogue 1.
When were the first computers built?
I'm not quite sure. I think in the middle of the previous century. Let's look it up in the encyclopedia. Yes, that's right. They were built in the 1950s and they were huge. They filled entire rooms.
How much did they cost then, being so big?
They were very expensive indeed. Millions of dollars, not less.
How effectively did they work? Were they fast?
Not very. The earliest computers solved less than 1,000 problems each second. For comparison, today, the world's fastest computers can solve 100 million problems in a second.
Wow, computers have really changed a lot. Since the day they appeared, they have become smaller, cheaper and faster.
True. And scientists are working to make them even faster. But most important of all, computers are costing less. Very small computers cost only a few hundred dollars.
Dialogue 2.
Dad?
Yes?
Our biology teacher asked the class a question, which no one could answer.
Really? What was the question?
It was about a man called Hippocrates.
Hippocrates of ancient Greece. He's often called the father of medicine.
Why? Did he invent medicine or medicines?
Not really. Even in prehistoric times, there existed people who could cure an illness with a potion of plant juices and do some other things to help a sick person. But Hippocrates was one of the first proficient doctors. He tried to rid medicine of magic and make it more scientific.
I think I've heard something about the Hippocratic Oath. What is it?
The Hippocratic Oath is a promise to try to save life and follow the standards set in the medical profession.
Was Hippocrates the first man who gave the oath?
No, not really. This oath was named after him.
Why?
Because he taught medical people one very important thing. He taught them that a doctor's main aim was to help the patient by finding the cause of an illness and treating it. Hippocrates' main ideas are still followed today.
Dialogue 3.
They showed a UFO on TV last night. Do you believe in UFOs?
I do. I think that humans are not the only intelligent life form in the universe.
So you think that aliens visit Earth? Why don't they come to contact with us then?
I think they don't want to interfere. They just watch our civilization develop. It may be one huge experiment.
I don't know. It's so strange. Why can't scientists prove that aliens and UFOs exist, or prove that they don't exist?
I think that aliens, whoever they are trying to keep us at a distance. So they do their best not to give scientists any evidence of their visits.
Shall we never learn the truth?
I hope we will. Ufologists all over the world have become very active. They use high-tech equipment to measure magnetic effects which might be caused by UFOs and track mysterious craft on radar screens.
Where do UFOs come from?
Most ufologists believe that aliens visit Earth from distant galaxies. No other planet in our solar system can support life, so UFOs must come from planets orbiting another star like our Sun. Human science and technology are not yet advanced enough to find them.
And what will you do if you saw a UFO or if aliens appeared on the doorstep of your house?
I would try to show them that I'm a friend. And you?
Me? Oh, I think I would try to run away.
Dialogue 4.
Anesthetics are drugs which are among the miracles of modern medicine.
I can't agree more. They are real miracles, which make it possible for operations to be carried out painlessly.
Yes, Before anaesthetics were used, even the most minor operations could be very painful. You have only to look at early drawings of people having teeth pulled out to realize how lucky we are today.
Before, the only way of deadening the pain of the knife was to get the patient very drunk on alcohol or to use opium. Today, we could not imagine even a very small operation without anaesthetic.
How can modern anaesthetics be given to patients now?
In various ways, by injection or as a gas to breathe. A general anaesthetic makes the patient unconscious. When a patient gets a local anaesthetic, he remains awake, but doesn't feel any pain in some part of the body.
Is it true that absolutely different gases are used as anaesthetics?
Quite so. In recent years, many new anaesthetics gases have been developed. All have a pleasant smell and ensure that a patient can quickly return to his senses.